In chapter 1, reading verses 1 to 14, you'll find that on page 750 of your pew Bibles if you'd like to follow along. John chapter 1. Listen to the word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We've been busy preparing for Christmas to finally arrive. We've been shopping, baking, writing and sending cards. We've been writing or marking exams, doing all sorts of things that really have nothing to do with Christmas, but which our society has associated with the big day. It's really not a whole lot different from the first century, when the people of God were off the mark when it came to preparing for the arrival of the Messiah. They were busy looking for a political figure who would begin a revolution to defeat the hated Roman oppressors. In the meantime, God was busy preparing for the arrival of the true Messiah, someone who would bring salvation to his people. We know the story of the arrival of the Messiah. We know that he was born in a stable. We know that he was heralded by angels, and the first people to hear of his coming, apart from Mary and Joseph, were some lowly, unkempt shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. We know that everything about the first coming of the Christ was completely unexpected. But it's not all that surprising that the arrival of the Messiah would not fit with the expectations of human beings. After all, God was at work, and he had a plan that didn't have anything to do with the plans of humans. The Jewish people were hoping for someone who would defeat the Romans, who would be much like King David from of old. God was providing a Messiah who would do something so much greater than anyone could possibly imagine. That Messiah, whom John called the Word, was also referred to as the Light. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. Because humans were living in darkness, it's not surprising that they didn't understand what God was doing when he brought the light of life into the world. But the truly extraordinary thing was that God was actually coming into the world. The Word, who was with God and who was God, chose to become flesh and make his dwelling among us. That very literally means to pitch his tent among us. He wasn't planning to stay indefinitely, but for a short time, the Son of God would dwell among human beings in order to provide the salvation they needed. This time that salvation wasn't from the Egyptians or the Assyrians or the Babylonians. God had decided to bring redemption from a power greater even than the Romans, because he was going to deliver more than just the people of Israel. This time, God was going to deliver the whole human race from the tyranny of sin. And he could only do that by coming himself to be the sacrifice who would pay the debt humanity had incurred. Although this Messiah was not guilty of sin himself, he was the only one in a position to be able to pay the price for the sins of others. And so the light came into the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The people of God were looking for a great warrior, not a baby in a manger. The people of God were looking for someone announced with pomp and fanfare, not to humble and unclean shepherds. They were looking for someone who mattered, at least by the world's standards, not someone for whom there was no room in the inn when he was born. They didn't understand that his was to be a life of humility, to teach God's people to live in humility. They didn't understand that his was an act of love, to teach God's people to treat each other with love. They didn't understand that the Christ would live a life of obedience in order to show people the importance of obedience to God. This Messiah came to his own people, but they didn't understand, and so they rejected him. The Jewish people were looking for the Messiah, and yet when he actually came, they didn't recognize him because he didn't fit their expectations. And so they moved on and looked for someone else. He came to that which was his own, the very people who should have embraced him, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We're preoccupied at this time of year with trying to find just the right gift for those on our list. God provided the most perfect gift of all. For those who would accept the gift of the Son of God, they are adopted as children of God. It has nothing to do with our physical birth, but everything to do with our spiritual condition. So today we're celebrating the incarnation, the coming of the Christ, the fact that the Word has become flesh and dwelt among us. Through no effort of our own, through no right of our own, the Son of God came into the world to bring us eternal life. That's what Christmas is all about. It's not about cards and turkeys and baking and presents, unless we want to consider the greatest gift of all. Christmas is about the Son of God taking human flesh and living a life of faithfulness and obedience so we could have salvation from our sin. That's what we celebrate when we come to the Lord's table. That's what we celebrate when we gather together as the people of God on Christmas Day. And that's what we celebrate every Sunday when we gather for worship. We are God's people, saved by the gift of the Christ through the grace of God. We have done nothing to deserve this, but because of God's love, we have experienced his forgiveness from our sin. So as we gather at the Lord's table, and as we gather around the table with our family, let's remember that none of this would matter without God's gift to the world, as he gave his Son. He has broken into our darkness with the light of life and set us free. Thanks be to God. Amen. And let us once again lift our voices in God's praise.